Agenda item number 13, discussion and possible action on surplus personal property by David Thompson, Chief Financial Officer.
I tried to the very best of my ability, but I was not strong enough.
I was going to say something, but that's okay. You covered it. All right, so surplus personal properties. As you all know, state statute requires that we come before the board, get approval to surplus the properties. What I'd like to do is let you look at the properties. Remember, these are properties that either we don't need, are not cost effective to repair, or are just not working. It is a state statute that I have. We have to do that. And actually, I put the state statute in your detailed backup to read about. So it's very painful, but we're going to follow it. I'm sure you all have a lot of questions, but don't. Any questions? I'll read the resolution.
Read the resolution, please.
All right. Be resolved that the Board of Directors of Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes General Manager, CEO, to dispose of the following surplus personal properties under the terms and conditions that are in the best interest of Brazos River Authority. Be it further resolved that the Board authorizes the General Manager, CEO, in certain instances, to continue to use and or maintain previously authorized surplus property in a manner that is the best interest of the Brazos River Authority until appropriate replacement of property is received and placed in service. Items no longer needed, repairs not cost efficient. Technical services, one, science desiccator cabinet, one Barnstead water still, one 2010 Ford 150 pickup, VIN number 1FTFX1CV3AFB11093, VWR incubator, Dozier Farms, one 2008 Ford pickup, 150 pickup, VIN number 1FTRX12W88KC87209. Central office, thanks. Five office chairs, mobile folding cart and lid, writing desk, Boston Kingdom, five scuba diving dry suits, Scuba Max buoyancy compensator, scuba driving wetsuit, and one 2003 Ford SUV, VIN number 1FMZU72K73ZA96255. Central basin. Three sludge haulers, VIN number CRJ322651087281, another VIN number 1C9RJ322651087282, last VIN number is 1CRJ322X51087283, one Sterling A9500 semi tractor trailer, VIN number 2FWJA3CV45AN99314. Information technology, 40 desktop computers, Optiplex and PowerEdge models, 35 desktop monitors, Dell P221 to HB, 4 printers, HP Laser Jets and Brother models, 5 toners, HP models, 3 television, Panasonic and LG models, 2 boxes of miscellaneous peripheral and cables, and 1 box of miscellaneous docking stations.
You have a resolution? Second by Trish Taylor. Would you read the resolution, please? Or you just did.
thing. I just.
We need to vote.
Hopefully, I don't have to read it again.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Bowles?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Flores?
Yes.
Director Grant?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Lattimore?
Yes.
Director Lloyd?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.